Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur.
Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 400 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, and I am your host. 400 episodes. Well, been a great run. But I'm here to tell you that all good things must come to an end. After 400 episodes and just about 8 years of hosting The Law Entrepreneur, I've decided to take a break from the podcast. Is this goodbye? I'm not sure. I want to take time to think about where to go with what we've done and the community that we have created. But I thought, you know, this is the right time for me to make this change, this transition. For those of you who haven't been around for a while, I thought I'd share with you a little bit about how this podcast came to be. You know, I originally started it kind of as a lark, as a way to get free advice. I had been working with a couple of coaches and had not had the results that I had hoped for. And at the time, I was a podcast junkie, and I still am. I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to start a podcast and interview some smart people, and hopefully some of that will rub off. And that's about all the thought I gave it. I figured out how to make the podcast work, and we went from there. I was lucky enough to hit on a great tagline with the help of a fellow by the name of Jeff Wood, who at the time was working for The One Thing, the production company. And, you know, he actually wrote the tagline when they didn't teach us about running a business in law school. He also wrote the introduction. So I owe a lot of this to Jeff. But we hit on a nerve, and we were the only podcast in this space at the time, more or less. Now we've got a lot of folks who honor us by doing something very similar. So there's more variety to choose from, more options to choose from. But at the time, we were just about the only ones, and podcasts took off. And so I'm grateful for that. What has it done for me? Well, it's opened a lot of doors for me. It paid its own way in the end. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I certainly got opportunities to do public speaking at bar associations and technology conferences as a result of being, quote, the law entrepreneur. I've attended a lot of conferences as a media personality, which was kind of funny. Never thought of being a podcaster as being a media personality, but such as it was, that was the case. And I've had the pleasure of entering into several joint ventures with folks, either as an affiliate relationship or a pure, you know, venture to do, you know, a side gig that dovetails with the mission of the law entrepreneur. So that was great fun. But, you know, look, all of this could not have been possible. I don't know that I would have been doing it for 8 years, 400 episodes, if I didn't have some really great sponsors. And I want to, you know, call out a couple of them by name. Ruby, formerly known as Ruby Receptionist. Ruby has been my longest sponsor, running sponsor. They pretty much came on board pretty close to when we started the podcast, and they've been with us ever since through change in management and through some upheavals in their industry, they always found that we provided an outlet for them, and we loved being a supporter of theirs. I'm a client, as you well know, of Ruby. I continue to be a client, and I could not say more positive things about my experience, both on the podcast as with their sponsorship and as a client with their services. So Ruby has been great. Back in the day, we also were heavily sponsored by a company called Market Circle. Market Circle is an app developer in Canada that makes the app Daylight. It's a contact management or project management software platform that I used to run my law practice for many, many years. Market Circle was with us for many years as a sponsor. And of course, Net Profit, one of our current sponsors, they've been great. I'm a client of Net Profit's. Ryan Kamler does a great job in helping me get that 40,000 foot overview of the financials of my law firm. And I don't think it's any coincidence that the profitability of my law firm took off once I brought on Net Profit as a vendor to the law firm. And I'm happy to have them subsequently as a sponsor to the podcast. Another big sponsor that was with us for a long time, Spotlight Branding. They did all my digital marketing services and for my law firm, helped me kind of refocus my message. They've been great partners and great friends along the way. I was a client of theirs before they became a sponsor, and I have nothing but great respect for the folks at Spotlight Branding. Now, all of that is really dependent on the great folks that I had the pleasure of chatting with on Law Entrepreneur. Not all of the 400 episodes were new guests. I haven't done the count, but it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 330 unique guests, or live episodes, probably 50 or so that were either just me yakking or a classic rewind, republication of a prior episode. But I want to kind of bring to your attention some of the great people that have been on the podcast multiple times. My friend Nakia Gray, a business and entrepreneurial attorney here in the Maryland area, she's been on more than once. I think she's been on three times. Mike Mogul, who's the chairman of Crisp Video, who did my branding video a long time ago and was one of my really early adopters and a great friend of the show. Mike was on three different occasions, as was the one and only Sam Malai, who has just blowed up on the West Coast. And if you follow Sam, he's starting on a new venture here with his academy that he's running. And then, we get into the real superstar. Not that these other folks weren't superstars, but the real superstars. And David Berkus, an author and podcaster, YouTuber, organizational psychologist out of Oklahoma, wrote one of the great books ever on networking called Friend of a Friend. And David was on the podcast four times, and I'm really indebted to him. My good friend, Brett Burney. Brett, all things technology related. Everything iPad, iPhone, just thoroughly engaging individual. Haven't spoken to Brett in a while. I'm looking to try and reconnect with him here in the near future. Brett was on four times, and all of those episodes were highly listened to. But maybe one of my favorites, I like to call her SBR, Stacey Brown Randall. All things having to do with referrals without asking. Couldn't have a better friend and a more special guest, Stacey Brown Randall, SBR, as I like to call her. She has her podcast. She's coming up on I think I saw the other day 250 episodes herself. She does it the hard way. She writes out her episode, scripts it, and does it all herself. I mean, she's just a stud at in that regard. And then our all-time leader in appearances is Victor Medina. Victor, a friend, a mentor, is currently a coach, very successful lawyer. I've known Victor for a long time. He ran a conference down in Florida at the Disney World for Mac loving users that I attended every year. Victor has appeared on the program a record 6 times, and so I'm very indebted to Victor. Along the way, we made a lot of friends, people who also were on the podcast multiple times, but people that I like to think of as personal friends. And I want to just kind of recognize some of them. Steve Fretson out of Chicago. Steve has his own podcast, and I've worked with Steve for a number of years now. Steve, great guy. You should listen to his podcast. Think of him as a friend. David Sparks, McSparky, one of the, well, I said I was a podcast junkie back in the day. Mac Power Users, which is still going strong. I don't know how many thousands of episodes they've done at this point. David Sparks was an attorney who also was a Mac-loving user. He's now retired from the practice of law and devoted himself completely to being a technology wizard. David was on a couple of times. I'd like to think of David as a friend. Allison Williams, one of the most empowering female legal coaches in the country. She was on a couple of times. I've done a couple of joint ventures with her. Love Allison. Haven't spoken to her in a while, but like to think of her as a friend. And Moshe Ansel. Moshe did this really ambitious program when he was just getting started for attorneys looking to grow their law firms. And he still is at it. Great guy. He's got his own podcast, big YouTube channel. You should follow Moshe Ansel. And of course, I can't not recognize my friend Joey Coleman. I met Joey at a different venue, different area of my life. But Joey's a best-selling author, has written a couple of books that I think are just set the standard. He's been on the podcast a couple of times and is a great friend. So, you know, some great sponsors, some great guests, great friends made along the way, some doors that opened. But it's you, the listeners, that have made this journey a great journey, and one that I'm very proud of. I want to single out one listener in particular, Jonathan Krebs. Jonathan is an attorney in Oklahoma City, and he's one of my first listeners. And to say that he was dedicated to being part of the show is an understatement. You know, if I was late with the podcast, Jonathan would email me and want to know if there's something wrong. And he alerted me to a couple of problems a few times. I met him at the ABA Tech Conference a couple of years ago. Great guy. Always been a fan of the show. Super fan, really. And I just wanted to single out Jonathan Krebs and give him a big shout out here as we kind of wind this down. So that's about it, boys and girls. Like I said, 400 episodes, nearly 8 years. It's not necessarily goodbye. I'm looking at some other doors that I might want to kick down. I haven't really figured out what I want to be when I grow up, so I don't know whether I'm hanging up my podcast hat and putting a different hat on and kicking around a YouTube thing, you know, kicking around maybe some different forms of publication, staying out in the public eye with some of the lessons that I've learned along the way. But be that as it may, for right now, it's a little break time, and we'll see where we go from there. So thank you to all of you, my sponsors, my guests, my fans, my family, for putting up with all of this. And we'll see you on the other side. So thanks for being part of the Law Entrepreneur.
Well, there you have it, boys and girls, another episode of the Law Entrepreneur. I want to thank our sponsors for this episode, our good friends at Ruby. I can't say enough about Ruby. As you know, they've been my virtual receptionist for years now. Couldn't be happier with them. And I really urge all of you, if you need a virtual receptionist, that you give Ruby a chance. Also, Net Profit CFO, as I've mentioned before, Ryan Kimler was a guest on the program some time ago. I liked what he had to say so much, I became a client. And then after I became a client, he became a sponsor. So very happy about that arrangement. If you want to take your understanding of your financials in your law firm to that next step beyond just what your bookkeeper gives you back, give Ryan a call at Net Profit CFO. I don't think you'll be disappointed. If you enjoyed this podcast, do me the great favor of leaving a positive rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps with the opportunity for us to get in front of other people. And until next week, I wish you all the best, and we'll see you again here on Law Entrepreneur.